my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hey everybody, what's going on? It's time for a brand new Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Troker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful products as Terramax. Terramax is good, right? We're all putting Terramax in our fucking veins, right? Am I right or am I right? I mean, you don't put it in your veins. Yes, you do. When you take a pill, you put it in your veins. Top story tonight. Don't have it open. Don't even have the Internet Chronicle open to the front page. Top story tonight on Internet Chronicle. As the asbestos restoration plan goes into effect Monday, people make their preparations to have asbestos sprayed into their homes. So it's going to be a real barn burner coming up later. There's been a Twitter purge. Keep your heads down, because they're purging. I lost 40 followers today, and nobody can really figure out why. I know why. It's because you guys are out there spamming and spoofing. Goofing. Having a little laugh. But Twitter doesn't think it's very funny, do they? No, they don't have much of a sense of humor about that. At all. Now, am I clipping? Am I peeking? Internet Chronicle Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Troker Incorporated. Once again. Oh, and here's a good one. I was on Twitter today, and Scribe on Twitter, which is some kind of writer collective of, what did they say? They said they were law enforcement and everything else. Everything in between. Criminals. Computer crime criminals. Crim diddly hem dims are writing for Scribd as well as law enforcement officers, and they're inviting black hat hackers to write in via confidential DM and describe your crimes to the nice people at Scribd. Describe your crimes to Scribe. Internet Chronicle, Black Sabbath, Judas Addiction, James Priest. These are words. These are words in rapido succession. How do you like that? All Hate Sec is learning to pretend to speak Spanish. And I use it on the show from time to time. It's something I slip in a little wordplay like that, and just something fun that we do here at Internet Chronicle. Hate Radio. Liebel Troker stocks rose 40% Friday morning after the company's eccentric executive, Raleigh T. Sakers, announced he would return to the asbestos industry. This comes just 2 months after an explosive reconceptualization of the Environmental Protection Agency, which now offers a framework for allowing new asbestos products back into U.S. markets. And they are. And they're already installing the asbestos panels in schools. You can go to Internet Chronicle and look at them installing brand new, state-of-the-art, Liebeljoker Incorporated asbestos ceiling tiles in Roanoke County public schools in Virginia. Virginia is a little state in the southeastern part of the country, for those of you not from Virginia. It was high time the EPA recognized asbestos has a place not only on the periodic table of elements, where it's all natural, but in American homes too, Sakers said. That's why I personally, Riley Theodore Sakers, will blow the first load of Liebeljoker patented asbestos foam into one lucky homeowner's hovel, blessing that shit nest with flame retardant properties. So Riley Sakers is bounding out the gates with this idea. Can't wait to start spraying asbestos again. They used to spray it and it was really easy to get all the asbestos you needed deep into the fibers of the home. It ain't like that no more, man. They don't make them like I used to. Asbestos is a clean, efficient product designed to keep you warm during the winter and flame retardant for when you fall asleep with a burning cigarette or a doobie in your hand. Qualifying Americans are automatically enrolled in the upcoming asbestos replenishment plan. Really excited about this. This is kind of, this is like when Obama made everybody get health insurance and that made the country better. This is, guess what Trump's going to make everybody get? The top 1% are exempt from the asbestos replacement tax penalty, as well as anyone wealthy enough to prove they should not be exposed to the mineral. However, there is a tax waiver being offered to those who are too poor to fight the asbestos coming back into your homes and who agree to a 1 month free trial of Amazon Prime. Cancel anytime within 2 weeks of the renewal date to avoid being charged for the full year. For more information about asbestos and its advantages, read the EPA website, .gov/asbestos. Overlook any health warnings you might see, as the site has become outdated, and they do not take into consideration our new and improved EPA testing standards. We're still giving the scientific community a chance to catch up. This shit on Twitter is so fucking funny, man. I mean, it's crazy, it's funny, it's fun for the whole fucking family. Don't you want to just take a family and put them in a minivan and drive it over a cliff and just watch the whole fucking unit burn and say there's one less minivan in traffic today? But, it was getting kind of wacky on Twitter where Scribed replied to me, and then it was just like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. Okay, so basically, Jihad from Fuxnet says, he retweets, he says, don't do this, and he's retweeting security juice, sec juice, wrongdoers. We're writing an article about black hats, but we need your help. If you are a cyber criminal, we would love to hear your confessions so we can publish them. The dirtier, the more devilish, the better. Please DM. Blah, blah, blah. Something about confidentiality. Who gives a shit? Good old boys. And then, so InfoSec Scribe writes back, why not? Because Jihad said, don't do this, remember? And he says, why not? And Jihad said, not about 10 hours ago today, not only is confessing crimes to journalists, and he puts journalists in scare quotes because they're not real journalists, not only is that a horrible idea, but your organization has been, and as far as I know, still is, associated with very suspect people. He's referring to sec juice. How could it not be? The name of the thing is fucking sec juice, and the the whole publication is predicated on entertaining people with security stories. And so they shot back, "We have members who do everything from law enforcement to cybercrime. That's a reflection of our space, amigo. Also, we aren't an org. We are a writer's collective, and the writer covering this has published on the subject of black hats." Jihad, I like how they say amigo. They call me amigo later. Jihad says, shudders. He shuddered. Some of the words in that tweet were so reminiscent of Sabu's verbal vomit, "No thank you." And they said, "Fuck you too, amigo." And he says, "Yeah, you knew what I meant. I'm not wrong. See through looking motherfuckers." They said, "I asked the writer concerned to come and explain himself, but if you think we are setting up a sting, you are stupid." Jihad comes back with, "Who said anything about a sting? It's simply a poor choice to ask people to confess to crimes. It's questionable at face value." See, I didn't read this earlier. This is the first I've read this part. He said, "Anyone who would take up the offer is asking for trouble." And this is their defense. They said it'll make for great reading, especially for those of us interested in the subject. "I will let you know when we publish so you can avert our gaze." They meant your gaze. And he comes back that he says, "You fucking asked people to DM you criminal confessions. How the hell can you call yourselves information security-minded people and then act like an idea like this isn't obviously bad?" And they said, "Because people want to read about it, and it's a huge part of our space. Like I said, you can avert your gaze if you were sensitive to it, amigo. The writer in question is writing a book about black hats. It's a subject of huge interest." No shit, you think? And then this is when I came in. And I said, "He's asking people to incriminate themselves for what? At best, profits for his book, which they'll never see. I think the author wants to write a book about morons because only a moron would confess their crimes to a collective or anyone else." And they said, "You'd be surprised." Dude, I almost pissed my pants when I read this. You would be surprised. Getting things off your chest in a non-compromising way is wonderfully liberating, especially for those of us with a lot on our chest. It's not something I expect you to understand, amigo. And then Jihad came back. He says, "Non-compromising like a DM? With people you don't know? To be put in a book later on?" Dude, they call me amigo. But here's the thing they say about wanting to get stuff off your chest, right? Doesn't it feel good to get that off your chest? Isn't that something that investigators, isn't that a strategy that they use in the interrogation room? They're just trying to help you feel better. It wouldn't be a relief to just let the truth come out, man. You'll feel better. I mean, this is as if a cop wrote it. Even if I was a black hat and I was interested in telling my story, this is not the venue I would choose. This is so tacky and fucking low rent. And I run Internet Chronicle. And I can tell you that this is a silly fucking effort. And I commend them for it. So this is what happened on Twitter today. I thought it was pretty fun. I like to randomly get involved in that shit because you never know. You never know what they will say back. And they actually said something ridiculous. And we got to talk about it here. And you heard about it first at Radio Hate on Internet Chronicle. Chronicle.su is home to the hatenest half hour on the internet. This is one condensed block of hate dropping on you like a thwomp in Super Mario World 3. And it's fucking your shit up right now. It's all in your hair. You smell like it. You can still taste it. Even though it's already been 36 hours. Every time when you burp, you can... You're like... Isn't that... Was that Hate Radio I tasted just a second? No. No. You're not sick. You're not like those sick people. You're good people. Good people listen to this show. You're not like those sick motherfuckers. I lost 40 followers tonight. Many of them were sick. And they have what you have. This is fucking ridiculous. Let's see. What else is there to talk about? What do I have in my notes today? Well, looks like I've expended all my notes. What do we have on, let's see, what day is it? Today's Friday. It's supposed to be Health Tips with Dr. Troubadour, but we already did that yesterday. So, we're not going to do that tonight. And, I don't know, man. I don't know, baby. I don't know, man. But a lot of people are losing. Jihad is also losing followers. Jihad is, he says, man, so many of you got suspended in the last days. Follower count dropping by the dozens. Yeah. Yeah. It's bad, man. Oh, I forgot what I was going to do. I wanted to send out the Internet Chronicle phone number hotline. 675-4836. Here's what I'm going to do. Black hat criminals. We want to hear your story. Tell us in confidence at Radio Hate on chronicle.su/radio. Okay. Open lines. Hackers. Open lines. Hacker hotline. Okay. Oh, man. Call in now. Wow, it's almost 4 a.m. What the fuck? Alright, so while we're waiting on the black hat criminals to call. Hey, that woman accusing Keith Ellison of abuse is kind of cute. That was very inappropriate. I'm sorry. Let's see. We're about to start taking callers. Black hat criminals are clogging up the phone lines. Our screeners are doing everything they can to bring them onto Hate Radio. First, you gotta verify their legitimacy, you know, whether they've, what kind of crimes they're involved in. We're looking for cyber bullies. Really, I'd like to hear from a cyber bully tonight. But, I'll take what I can get, you know what I'm saying, man. I mean, I'm not as bad as, Keith Ellison over here, but, I'm really hard up for a conversation with a black hat criminal fucking hacker. I will say that much. So, everybody, I want you to, chill out and maybe roll up a doobie. And, when we come back, get ready to, get your dick sucked at Radio Hate by Chronicle.su. We'll be right back. Well, that didn't last nearly as long as we needed. Such is the case with short songs. When you need a lot of time. Boy, how are we going to kill the next 10 minutes together? Radio Hate? Somebody said, hold on just a second. I might have to sneeze in a moment. We're some good old boys. Just kicking back on Radio Hate and whittling down a stick while we think about the world's problems. Now when I'm whittling, I like to use three different blades. I start with the big one. I keep it down in my boot. And I go down in my boot while I'm thinking pretty deep and thinking pretty hard. And then what? And then what? I got my little blade. Keep it on the table. It's a delicate little blade. It's delicate. I wish our followers had more followers. Oh, that's so fucking stupid. I hate... You know what? Twitter is probably the worst thing that ever happened to American politics. And here we are on it. Scrumming for followers. Scrounging and scraping by. Just trying to get what we can get. Trying to get our dicks wet. On that tweet. Can I get a tweet? Trying to get your stingers wet on twitter.com. Good luck. Good luck, Chuck. We have 6 more minutes together on the Internet Chronicle. I've been trying to do my laundry today, and it was such a fucking... Like, I don't want to complain, because I have laundry in my building, which is apparently a luxury in Brooklyn. So, I'm not complaining. Don't take this as a complaint. Don't come take away my laundry room, but I'm having trouble drying my clothes. They've been in there for 3 hours now, and, well, they're still not dry. And they started to smell bad because I was just cooking them. Basically, I was just incubating wet clothes, right? So it smells like a fucking wet dog now. So I finally separated my clothes from one dryer where it's just a big clump of wet clothing. I split it into two dryers. But because it smelled bad, I had to go out and, you know, at 3:30 a.m. and buy dryer sheets. Fortunately, I was able to do that about 20 feet away from my front door, but what if I couldn't? I would just have stinky mildew clothes for tomorrow. And tomorrow's Saturday. That's when I get my stinger wet. I can't be going around in clothes that smell like a wet dog, trying to get people to dance on my pee-pee. That's not gonna work. It's not gonna get hate sec any kind of laid, so... I was, like, walking around, man, fucking trying to find a place that would sell me dryer sheets at this hour. I walked into 3 bodegas first, because, well, I went to get ice cream first, so I was hitting these on my way back. And one guy thought I was stealing. He followed me down the aisle to see what I was doing. Because I very suspiciously and... assertively entered their store and walked straight into the back corner like I wanted to take a crap in there or something. But you don't do that. Their security followed me. Said he's up to no good. You can't trust... See, I look clean today. My hair is combed. I'm wearing a collared button-down shirt. But not at 3:30 a.m., you can't trust anybody at 3:30 a.m., doesn't matter how good they look. In fact, it's the good-looking ones you should probably watch out for. Because your real good old boys at 3:30 in the morning, they're not going to be dressed to the nines, dude. 3:30 in the morning people are not dressed that well. they're not well kept. Those are not the people that you gotta look out for. It's the ones that have the striped shirts, the vertical stripes, right? And they're wearing pleated khakis, but it's not casual Friday. Those are the guys you gotta watch out for. Especially the, I bet they like them some Rohypnol. In the middle of the night, man. Just get up and date rape a lady. Just cause I feel like it. Jesus, dude, what the fuck kind of a program am I running here? This is disgusting. Can you believe that they let a guy like me run a show like this, as prestigious and egregious as the Internet Chronicle, Hate Radio? Open lines, Black Hat Criminals, we want to hear your story, 917-675-4836, call in and confess your crimes to HateSec today. If you call in after the show, no big deal. Leave your story with our secretary, and she'll jot it down, and she'll tweet it out or something, I don't know. Whatever they're doing over there at Scribe, somebody wants to write a book, he's going to make money. You're going to tell your fucking story, get investigated so this dickhole can make money. There's probably not even a book, man. On the other side of that computer, they're like literally wearing a badge while typing. I mean, I imagine that they probably do that somewhere. There's a badge to officer typing, because like you don't always have time to take off your badge just because you're doing desk work. This is really hard-hitting stuff. Radio Hate is full of dead air. Let's see. We can go through my download history. This is the What's in Hate Sex download history. And let me just figure out how to look at my downloads. Here we go. So, oh yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Will a picture of my butthole make you feel better? This is a screenshot of a conversation. A lot of this is Chronicle images. Here's a... Oh, the Detroit representative Betty Cook Scott in Detroit. Her opponent is a Chinese lady. And she says, don't vote for the Ching Chong. Who knows, man? Detroit is mostly black, so she might still win, even with the Ching Chong remark. There's an Indiana dad hunting Russian trolls. This dude obsesses over unmasking Russian trolls that pop up on his Facebook feed. Might bear a striking resemblance to an Internet Chronicle story published yesterday about the same thing, which has touched off a firestorm. Here's a guy in a Wawa gas station with a Confederate flag t-shirt. It says, never apologize for being right. That's Confederate privilege. Here's a picture. I wish you could see this picture. This is mostly visual, but I'll describe it. It's a very large woman in a mobility scooter. It's the kind that she owns herself, and it's got like, you know, you can put like a Jeff Gordon flag on it or something. It's customizable. It's got cup holders. It's got, she's got a security vest hanging off the back of it for safety. She's a large woman, right? Big old hoss of a lady. And her ass is so big that she can't sit up straight. She can't have her back sitting up straight. So she literally leans forward at a 45 degree angle with her arms hanging over the cart. And her big fat arms are just like resting on the cart. And she has a tattoo of a gun on her arm. It looks like a Luger. And this is a big tattoo, man. It's bigger than the kid's face, who is squashed underneath her gut in the floorboard of this thing. And he's got these sunken eyes, like he's malnourished, like he's only eating little Debbie cakes and zebra cakes and stuff. It's just an unhealthy situation, but he is in the floor of this mobility scooter, and her big fat woman vagina area is just resting on his back. And it's squashing him down. it's like squishing his little boy head down and forward against the handlebars, where the handlebars connect to the mobility scooter. So his head is stuck between her big, fat, old, stinky vagina in this summer heat and against the cart, and he has to make contact with one or the other. So you can guess his head is, yeah, it's pressed pretty fucking hard against the handlebars coming up out of that cart, because he does not want that big old lady vagina squashing him anymore. What else is in this library? This is some pretty funny shit, man. Picture of an old guy with a kid on a leash. But the leash is made out of a plastic bag from Ralph's. That's a good one. There's a picture of Judge Judy. Somebody got a Judge Judy tattoo on their bicep. Looking pretty strong. Looking pretty ironic. It says only Judge... No, it says only Judy can judge me. And it's Judge Judy with the flags behind her. Here's a picture of a kid blowing a breathalyzer for his pet. He's in Dad's lap so they can start the car. Dad is looking pretty guilty directly into the camera lens. All right, look, we're all out of time. I'm HateSec. This is Internet Chronicle Hate Radio. We could do this all night, or we can all just go about our lives and pretend this didn't happen, which I think is probably the safer bet. Check us out on chronicle.su. We're publishing every day, and we're putting up new radio shows every goddamn night. Now, you guys get the fuck out of here. Go fuck yourselves, Judy Blue Eyes, or whatever, you know? Put on Paint It Black and just wallow around in your bed and thrash around and ask yourself, why don't nobody love me? And the answer to that, you'll find out tomorrow, is because you're listening to Radio Hate, Radio H-A-T-E, on Hate Radio 960 AM, chronicle.su on your radio dial. Get the fuck out of here. Go fuck yourselves. How did you-